It's time for this week's Focus on Business. The University of Kentucky has a program that's bridging academia and entrepreneurialism. The Innovation Network for Entrepreneurial Thinking, INET, is an undergraduate academic program in entrepreneurial thinking for all University of Kentucky students, regardless of major. In part two of their conversation, Tom Martin talks with Randall Stevens of Lexington-based ArchVision and co-chair of the INET Advisory Board.
Are universities doing well in transforming research into meaningful products and services?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Tom. Yeah, I think they're getting better. I think there's plenty of room to improve. I think the program that I told you that the National Science Foundation had adopted and putting these teams through that process is an understanding that there's still a lot of room on their side. So when they fund researchers at the university, it's not just a summer jobs program for these researchers. The idea is to actually take taxpayer money, put it behind research and ideas, and try to get it commercialized so that people can take advantage of what's been learned or the innovations that have been. But researchers aren't necessarily well equipped to know how to take those things from what they've discovered to figure out how to commercialize and turn them into businesses. So there's a concerted effort, like I said, that one program that the National Science Foundation puts its researchers through. I think the National Institute of Health has started adopting some of the same processes and procedures, and that's really, taking what's been learned over the last 20, 25 years, largely in the tech industry out in Silicon Valley, about what it means to go through the process to get companies off the ground and to make them successful. So they're taking a lot of the things that have been learned and the skin knees and the things that have been learned about what process, what framework can be put in place to help you understand how to navigate those waters is being transferred now. And that's a lot of what all of these programs are about, is to get people exposed to that thinking and those kinds of ideas.
Is there a tension between this and the necessity of protecting pure research from commercial interests?
I talk about that with my students a lot, that the kind of lofty goal is when you create something, you want as many people to, hopefully you're creating something that a lot of people want or can use and can take advantage of. So I think the same, research for research sake, is obviously has a place in that kind of pure discovery mode, but ultimately there hopefully is some application to it, and trying to find, and bridge that from how do you take something that you've discovered and figure out how it can be used by as many people as possible is the important part of that process.
What kinds of strategic partnerships between the university, even between INET and the community, would you like to see happen?
Well, we're doing it, at the level of just the mentors trying to bridge the network of entrepreneurs that we know here in the region and get them involved. There are programs that the state, does, like I mentioned earlier, the Idea State University that they put on. Economic Development Cabinet has programs where they, try to help in early stage funding. The city here in Lexington has money that's available, some loan programs that you can take advantage of. Commerce Lexington's very involved in these early stages. So there's a lot of resources, as well as just private. There's a lot of opportunities and job opportunities and career opportunities that are right here in town.